You gonna read with us this morning? Gonna read some from 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. Appreciate the service thus far this morning. It's very familiar scripture. Fifteenth chapter, 1 Samuel. We'll start with the first verse. Says, Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant, suckling, ox, sheep, camel, and ass. Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, go depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. He took Agag, the king of Amalekites, live, and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and of the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refused, they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. When Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place and has gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou the Lord, I have performed the commandment of the Lord. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, Wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore, then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, and chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord in thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Then he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord thy God. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshiped the Lord. Then said Samuel, bring ye hither to me Agag, the king of the Amalekites. And Agag came unto him delicately. And Agag said, surely the bitterness of death is past. And Samuel said, as thy sword hath made women childless, so shall thy mother be childless among women. And Samuel hewed Agag in pieces before the Lord in Gilgal. And Samuel went to Ramah, and Saul went to his house to Gibeah of Saul. And Samuel came no more to see Saul until the day of his death. Nevertheless, Samuel mourned for Saul, and the Lord repented that he had made Saul king over Israel. Now, I know that's a little bit of lengthy reading this morning. Know that it's a very familiar story that we've read unto you today, and we know that nonetheless, it's the Word of God. So you just bear with us for just a minute. I could have probably read some other scripture. I know I could have. There's other places in that of the scripture according to the thought that seemingly the Lord has laid upon our hearts. So you pray for just a minute, we'd be able to get ourselves out of the way. The Bible says here in the scripture, it said, and He said, it repenteth me. It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. In this verse, and Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? As we read in your hearing this morning, we know that Saul had been given a command of the Lord to go and to destroy, and he said utterly destroy, all that of the Amalekites, that of the king, the men, the women, the children, the suckling, and all the sheep and the goats and whatever else was left. Just utterly destroy that of the Amalekites. For the Amalekites, for the remembrance of what they had done unto the children of Israel, was the command given to utterly destroy them. I'm not going to talk, I don't think, much about that this morning. I'm going to talk a little bit about what Samuel heard when he come to see Saul. And Saul immediately cried out and he said, I have done the command of the Lord. And the Bible says, then, what meaneth this that I hear? In other words, the bleating of the sheep and the lowing of the oxen. I want to talk just a little bit this morning, God being my helper, my friend, about the evidence. About the evidence. There's a lot of things, and most folks, if you get around folks, and I've raised three children, by the way, I know how things are. When something happens around the house, Kathy had a saying there that she says, well, it must have been the not me ghost. We had three children, and sometimes things would happen. I didn't do it. She didn't do it, and that just left three. And brethren, you get to talking to them, well, I didn't do it. Have you ever heard that? I didn't do it. You know what Samuel said? Saul said unto Samuel, I didn't do it. That what he said? Yeah. He said, I have done the commandment of God. Now they some things, it's about like the story of the boy that got into the cookie jar, had chocolate all over his mouth, and he said, I ain't been in there. Huh? Evidence. Evidence. Brethren, not all evidence is good. You get into the basic facts of things today, and it don't make no difference whether you're 5 year old or whether you're 55. Most of the time, the first answer is, I didn't do it. Not me. I don't know who done it. But the evidence, my friend, speaks for you or it speaks against you. It most certainly does. But the real truth of it is, there is evidence. Evidence. Brethren, Saul could have talked till he's blue in his face. And brethren, the evidence was saying something else. Was it not? Brethren, sometimes you might think, and I'm going to be honest with you. Brethren, Samuel loved Saul, He most certainly did. He loved Saul. He wanted Saul to succeed. Yes, he did. But brethren, the evidence was against him. Was it not? You say, preacher, you done dampened the service. I ain't dampened it. You bear with me, we'll liven it up. Think about it. The evidence. Brethren, I don't care this morning if you cry to high heaven that you're a Christian. Brethren, where is the evidence? Ask yourself this morning. Brethren, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of folks don't like to come to the house of God because they have to examine themselves. Rightfully so. Where's the evidence? The evidence. Brethren, there was some evidence that spoke out against that of Saul. The evidence, brethren, said something different than what Saul had just said. Not me. Not me. It's all the way through the book. You read in the scriptures, my friend, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden. But the Bible says that they walked in the cool of the day. Came walking. God had fellowship with them. Yes, sir. But one day the Lord cried out and he said, Adam, Adam, where art thou? Adam heard him. Adam hid himself. Him and Eve hid themselves, they thought. They're still naked. Were they not? Brethren, you can cover up. You can cover up sin all you want to cover it. And my friend, it's still open, brethren, in the eyes of God this morning. Sin's got a smell to it. Do you know that? Preacher, I wouldn't go that far. Why wouldn't you? Sin, my friend, gives off a peculiar odor. Yes, it does. That ain't all. My friend, it makes that tongue won't lie. Yes, it does. It wants the first thing to say, my friend, I'm all right. I'm all right. Brethren, what does the evidence say? Adam, Adam, where art thou? Adam cried out. He said, I hid myself. That what he said? I've hid myself. First time Adam had ever hid himself. Yes, sir. Listen, the evidence, the evidence. Where, if we dug up the evidence, what would it say? Huh? What would it say? What would it show us? What would it tell us? You can tell me and you can tell everybody in this house how good you are. Thank God, where's the evidence? Preacher, there's something wrong with you. No, there's not. Listen, The evidence talks. Yes, it does. Adam, why did thou hide thyself? Huh? He said, I hid myself because I was naked. Yes, sir. Naked. You know what God said? He said, who told you was naked this morning? Brethren, the evidence spoke out against Adam. I'm glad we can have some evidence for us. I am. But this evidence spoke out against Adam, did it not? Can I tell you something this morning, my friend? I ain't got enough salvation to save you. I ain't got enough, my friend, for one of my family members. No, sir. All I got, Steve, thank God, is enough for me and my house. Brethren, and when he said my house, he's talking about this house. Yes, he is. Brethren, I've got enough, and I've got some evidence. Thank God I've been there. Don't you? Adam, who told you was naked? Listen, you know what had happened? Sin had entered the picture. Sin. Adam couldn't talk a whole lot. He said, that woman you give me. Huh? Ain't that how we work? You ever had somebody, my friend, I'll be honest with you, and our three children, we'd set them down, we'd talk to them, and they was all three, they was all innocent. Wasn't a one of them. I'll give them one thing, they stuck together. But listen, one of them was guilty. Do you know that? When we found the evidence, my friend, we found out who was guilty. Yes, sir. Wasn't hard. Normally we found the evidence of what exactly happened. Listen, Adam, that woman you give me, she give me the fruit. Huh? The Lord asked him, said, hast thou eaten? Well, the woman. Always the woman's fault. You know that. I love it. I can't help it. I can't have you say, preacher, it don't work that way. It does work that way. It most certainly does. I ain't going to get into all that. Evidence. Evidence. Brethren, there was evidence. Did you know that God knowed exactly where Adam was? But Adam hadn't seen, brethren, where he was until the Lord spake to him. Ain't that the way it works? Can I tell you something? I can't convict you of nothing. Not anything. I can't. But brethren, that Spirit of God can. That Spirit of God convicts you, my friend. You won't run from it. You won't hide from it. It'll find you. And sometimes it asks you, where are you this morning? It wants you to see where you are. where you are. Preacher, I'm fine. What's the evidence say? What's the evidence say? You go on in the scripture, my friend, and you'll find a day that Cain and Abel was out in the field. And the Bible says that Cain rose up and slew his brother Abel. Yes, sir. By the way, it was because his offering was accepted and Cain was rejected. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You let people get rejected and see what happens.
Yeah.
Huh? See what happens. See if they don't become ill-natured. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know why I'm saying this. I had a goat one time. I had three of them. Made them a little old spot around there. I never did see them things. I'd put water out there and it never would go nowhere. Just sort of sat there, and I was out there one day and I had the bright idea, I'm going to make that thing drink that water. Everything needs water. What I didn't realize, everything they was eating had water in it. They was getting enough substance. They was. But I just thought to myself, oh boy, you going to drink that water. I poured it. You going to drink it. I soused his nose down in that water and I thought I drowned him, to be honest with you. Really, he never did drink no water. He never did drink no water. Preacher, what's that got to do? Going, my friend, I can't make you do one thing. Not one thing. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When you see your condition, you'll do something. Do you know that? Get to looking at the evidence. Here come the Lord. Cain, where is thy brother Abel? Where's your brother? Cain? He said, am I my brother's keeper? Listen, the evidence had cried out against Cain. The evidence, my friend, was against him. What does your evidence say? What does your evidence reveal unto you? I wonder. I really do. I wonder this morning. There's something about Saul. Saul is like everybody else. Say, none of us want to be rejected. And the truth of it is, Samuel didn't even want Saul to be rejected. But the Lord said, it repenteth me that I've made Saul king in Israel. Why, preacher? Because he did not do the command. He did not do. I don't know your heart this morning. I really don't. But I'm going to say this. Folks, the evidence tells the story. The evidence. Saul could have pleaded all day long with Samuel. It would have done no good. The evidence. Did it not? Even that of Agag, the king, that he had brought back with him, he was going to have a little mercy on him. I don't know what he was going to do, just to be honest with you. Truth of it is, he just brought him back. The command was to utterly destroy him. But listen, you say, preacher, the Lord wouldn't do that. Yes, he would. There's a reason. There's a reason, number one, that they were to utterly destroy that of the Amalekites. You go back and read in several chapters, you'll find over there where the Amalekites had come upon the children of Israel, and all the weak, all them that was weak and confounded, they destroyed them. Laid hold on all them that was weak. God remembered that. He said, I remember what the Amalekites has done unto us. Evidence. Evidence. Where's the evidence this morning? What evidence do we have? What do we have? There's a time you'll find over in the scriptures when I believe it was Josiah, when he began to reign over that of Israel. And Josiah, the Bible says, he done that which was right in the sight of God. And the truth of it is, the Bible says that he cut off the altars of Jeroboam. He was sent for that purpose. Yes, he was. The Bible says that he even cut off his own mother. Yes, sir. For the things of which she had done. Also says, I believe is in the days of Josiah, that they made a search of things and they've found over in the trunk, my friend, the book of the law. Hadn't been keeping it. Hadn't been keeping the Passovers. Hadn't been keeping that of the command of God. The Bible said that old Shealtiel, he said, we found in the treasures in the trunk, we found the book of the law. And they said, begin to read. They read it, and the Bible says that Josiah rent his clothes because of what was read and distributed in that book that they had not been keeping. You know what they found? They found evidence. They found evidence, my friend, that God expected some things from them. Yes, sir. Did you know that the Lord still expects some things from us? He does. He expects things from us. I don't know this morning. I really don't. I thought the Bible says, let me just run on for just a minute. You remember that of Peter when the Lord asked Peter, did he love him? Peter, lovest thou me more than these? He said, yea, Lord, I love you. He said, feed my sheep. Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Feed my lambs. Yes, sir. Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Yea, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. He said, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. They went on a little further, and the Lord began to speak to Peter, and he said, Peter, he said, Satan has desired to sift thee just as wheat. He said, I pray the Father, my friend, until thou be converted, and that he keep you. Huh? That he keep you. What did he mean, until thou be converted? And he went on and he began to speak to Peter, and he said, Peter, he said, before the cock crow, he said, you'll deny me thrice. Yeah. Yeah. You know what Peter said? Not me. Not me. Not me. Isn't it about the first answer that we give? Did you know? I've had people to say that, oh, Achan confessed up. Well, Achan didn't confess. Not until he is caught. You know that? He had opportunity. Lord told Joshua, he said, they sin in the camp. Yes, sir. Sin in the camp. I ain't forgot about Peter. I'll come back in a minute. Lord said, you bring them by. Tribe by tribe, household by household. When they got to Achan, my friend, his house was taken. You know what Achan said? He said, yes. He said, yes, I seen among the Babylonian garments. And I seen the wedge of gold and the shekels of silver. He said, I took them and I've hid them yonder in my tent. Think about it. Think about it. Where's the evidence? Where is the evidence? It's not for me to say that you're all right. It's not for your brother to say that you're all right. It's not for your mother or your father to say that you're all right. Brethren, if you're all right, it'll come from God. Now, and there will be evidence. Bible says that they went on and Christ did. Let me finish with Achan. Did not he have evidence? Didn't they have the evidence against him? Now listen, under the law, my friend, that sin carried down four generations. Amen. And the Bible says that they brought him, his son, his son's son, his son's son's son. All that they had. They stoned them and burnt them. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Sins in the camp. They found the evidence. Amen. Did they not? They found the evidence. Lord, I'll not deny you. Though all others deny you, I'll not deny you. Lord, in Pilate's hall, my friend, and Peter, some of them was down there and said, you're one of them. Huh? You know what Peter said? Not me. Not me. They went on a little further and there's this little damsel down there and said, you're one of them. He said, not me. Not me. Went just a little bit further and she cried out, she said, I know that you were with them, and thy speech betrayeth thee. Huh? Betrayeth thee. The Bible says, my friend, that the cock crowed. He remembered. The Bible also says he looked and Jesus looked at him. He is pretty close. Pretty close. Was he not? But he went out and wept bitterly, Crafton. Why? Because of the evidence. Huh? The evidence. Folks, that evidence will stand for you or it'll stand against you. Come get a verse of a song. That's going to be the message. There's hundreds of things in the scripture concerning this topic today. I'm glad that the evidence will stand for you. It will stand for you. It'll stand against you. One of the two. But I'm glad today that there can be evidence for you. For you. Not altogether against you. I'd hate to be looking over my shoulder all my life, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? I'm going to say, make this statement, and you might not like it, but I'm going to make this statement. I'd hate to live under the law. Do you know that? Never able to get rid. Never able to get rid of that sin. Never. Never. That sin always popped up. Always a remembrance. You say, preacher, mine just keeps bothering me all my life. Well, that's your fault. A lot of folks don't like me for this, but I'm going to be honest with you. It ain't God, my friend, that brings your sins up. And the truth of it is, the Scripture says, bring it to the altar and leave it there. Preacher, I just can't do that. Well, then you're going to be living with it. Do you know that? I can sit around all day long, my friend, and cry about my failures. Or I can choose, my friend, to believe that God has forgiven me. And I don't have to sit around frailing about my failures. But we can move forward. The evidence, even the evidence will let you do that. Do you know that? It'll let you do that this morning. I don't know your heart. I really don't. But if we had evidence this morning, would it be for you or would it be against you? That's a question you have to answer. That's a question you have to live with. Do you know there's a lot of people got a lot of confidence in the day that they were saved? Can I tell you something? I'm one of them people. What does this man testify about? Do you know why he testifies like he does? Huh? Thank God there's some evidence. They are. There's some evidence that he's been there. He knows where he come from. Huh? Quite a few of you probably know where he come from. I know where he come from. We used to do a little visiting. He'll tell you. We'd go visiting down there, and I don't know who lived there, just to be honest with you, but they was always there. There was about 7 or 8 or 10 of you, wasn't they? Yeah, I don't know who lived there, but they was all there. We'd start getting out of the cars, and you'd see all kind of things going on. Yes, you could. Preacher, you ought not say that. He knows it. He knows I'm telling the truth. Huh? Thank God he ain't like that no more. You hear me? There's some evidence. I appreciate. I can't tell if any of you saved, but thank God I like the evidence I see. Ain't it you? Yes, sir. I like some evidence. I really do. I like to hear it every now and again. That ain't all. I like to feel it. Don't you? I like to feel, my friend, in my heart. I can call you all brothers and sisters, but I'm going to be honest with you. Some of you, I've seen no evidence. Preacher, you ought not preach that. It speaks for you. Or it speaks against you. I don't mean that critical. Do you know it ain't every member that's a shouter? It ain't every member, my friend, that'll get up and have a long testimony about what God's done in their life. I've seen people get up and they start to tell it and they never could. Huh? You seen people like that? I have. Yes, sir. And I guarantee you when they sat down, you know they had it. They had what you got. Yes, sir. But as far as knowing, Crafton, without a doubt knowing that you've been born again, there ain't but one in this house that I know. But I appreciate the evidence. I really do. I appreciate the evidence. Have you got the evidence? I preach Sunday night. Just come to my mind. Have you got what it takes? Have you got what it takes? The evidence will tell you. Adam never had hid himself from the Lord until sin entered the picture. I'm going to tell you something, folks. It ain't what the world calls sin. It's what the Bible calls sin. Believe it or not, it's what that word teaches. Folks, and if sin is in your life, there'll be evidence. And it'll stand against you. You hear me? It'll pop its head up. It'll raise up. I've been around folks. I'm not a big drug addict fan. I couldn't tell you a whole lot about drugs, people being on drugs. Marijuana come out in our day. It did. And I've been offered it. Yes, sir. And I never did take it. Now, that didn't make me this nor that. I just never have thought much about drugs. My feeling about drugs is about like that. It's ruined. It is ruined and absolutely ruined people's lives for years on end. And still doing it. I believe it'll get a hold of you. But I've worked around men and women alike, my friend. And I've never partook or anything like that, but I knowed without a doubt that they's on something. You hear me? On something. You know why I know that? The evidence. The evidence. Listen. Evidence is a wonderful thing if you got the right kind. Amen. But normally the evidence will speak out against you. It most certainly will. While we stand, sing a verse. Some song.